After almost 7 years of imprisonment and legal battles, 28-year-old Ahila Nadaraja was finally granted asylum last week. Nadaraja had fled his native country of Sri Lanka in 2001 after being tortured by the Sri Lankan army. Ahilan Arulanantham is the director for Immigrants' Rights and National Security at the ACLU of Southern California. He says the U.S. government unfairly detained Nadaraja.
But instead of quickly adjudicating his case and granting his application for relief, our government imprisoned him for 4.5 years.
During the drawn-out court proceedings, Nadaraja was detained, then forced to wear an electronic monitoring bracelet and obey a strict curfew. The ACLU sued twice on Nadaraja's behalf to release him from detention and the harsh monitoring system. His case set a precedent in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on how long a person can be held pending immigration court decisions. Nadaraja was finally granted asylum after the U.S. Attorney General declined to review the case further.
Ahilan Nadaraja's story is important beyond the personal tragedy that he suffered because it offers a window into the human cost to the mistakes. And there are thousands of mistakes that the government has made by turning the war on terror into a war on immigrants.
Arulanantham also says the case proves that more work needs to be done to secure the rights of these asylum seekers. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.